on March 11th for a drive for charity. NASCAR returns to Sonoma in June. Uber has unveiled a new feature allowing teens to ride alone for the first time in California. Parents or guardians can now invite their teens to create a special Uber account so they can order their own food and trips. The teen has to be at least 13 years old, and this is all done with parental supervision. The safety features include live trip and delivery tracking. The parents will receive the driver's name, vehicle information, and requested drop-off location. Before a teen can get in a car, they'll have to give the driver a unique PIN number, and the drivers will not be able to begin the trip until they have the correct PIN. A wildfire spreading across the Texas Panhandle has become the largest in state history. Authorities say the Smokehouse Creek Fire grew Thursday to nearly 1,700 square miles. The fire has merged with another blaze and is only 3% contained and now has burned over 1 million acres. Sonoma County Human Services Department is hosting its first ever Farm Worker Resource Fair this Sunday in Windsor. From 1:30 to 4 p.m. at the Our Lady of Guadalupe Church's Mary Agatha Firth Center, over 40 government agencies, nonprofits, and advocacy groups will have booths and connect with attendees. The first 200 to show up will even get a free meal. 7:02 at KZST. That means it's time to check in on Sonoma County traffic. And for that, we're going to say good morning to CHP Officer Olivia Miroff. Good morning, Olivia. How are the roadways on this wet Friday?
Hi, good morning. The roadways are looking pretty good. We have no incidents to report. They are very wet, so just reduce your speeds, please. Increase your following distance and remember to buckle up and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Miroff on KZST.
When you're ready to experience a life full of vitality, joy, and purpose, you'll find everything you need at Ivy Park Santa Rosa. No matter what age you are, no matter what season you're in, there's a home for you at Ivy Park, with both assisted living and memory care options available. This pet-friendly community offers a whole living approach filled with joyful moments and meaningful interactions. Get together with friends for a game in the billiard room, stay in shape on state-of-the-art fitness equipment, or relax in the spa tub. There are walking paths, a library with an outdoor patio, and more. Situated in the heart of California's wine country in Santa Rosa, you'll have easy access to parks, trails, and downtown Santa Rosa. Come visit and discover high-quality care designed to make you feel comfortable and inspired to live your best life every day. Learn more today at ivyliving.com/Santa Rosa. We look forward to meeting you. ivyliving.com/Santa Rosa.
This week at Raley's in Nob Hill, twin packs of USDA Choice Raley's Boneless Untrimmed Tri-Tip Roast are just $3.97 a pound, limit two packs when you clip your digital offer before checkout. Not a something extra member? Join for free at Raley's.com or download the Raley's app today.
From the community calendar, come to the African American Art Exhibit in Petaluma from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's free and open to the public, and you can get more information at KZST.com. In sports, Giants pitcher Tristan Beck has been diagnosed with an aneurysm in his right upper arm and will undergo treatment and will not pitch again for quite some time. And your forecast, a day with showers, thunder showers, and even a few sunny breaks possible. Wind gusting to 30 miles an hour, highs in the low 50s. Some of those showers will come down quite heavy at times. It's bad up in the Sierra. Highways 50 and 80, chains are required. So far, Palisades, Tahoe, and Alpine Meadows have declared that they are closed for today. Tonight, showers and thunder showers possible. Wind gusting to around 25 miles an hour, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, pretty much more of the same. Showers, T-storms, and gusty wind. But highs will be chillier, only in the 40s. A chance of rain on Sunday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Hatch Watch is underway in the Southern California mountains. Three bald eagle chicks could emerge this week from eggs laid in a nest, monitored by Mother Nature lovers via a popular online camera feed. The mother bird, Jackie, laid the eggs in late January atop a tree overlooking Big Bear Lake, high in the San Bernardino Mountains east of Los Angeles. She diligently sat on the eggs for more than 2.5 days straight when a recent storm blanketed the nest with snow. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Mornings on KZST. There's a new queen on the air, and her name is Debbie.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be royal. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee. And baby, I'll rule. Let me live that fantasy. My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be royals. It's a run in our blood. That kind of luck's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee. And baby, I'll rule. Let me live that fantasy.
Sonoma County's KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. And I want to mention we were out celebrating leap year birthdays yesterday afternoon out at Costco on the go and met some wonderful people. The first 29 listeners who showed up with a leap year birthday or anniversary, we did have one of those, received a chocolate decadence cake in a nice box with a red ribbon. Very cool event. A big thanks to Will Seppi from Costco French Bakery and all the staff who made this happen. A fun time was had by all, celebrating birthdays that only come around one time every 4 years. And I met a woman there who not only had a leap year birthday, she was also the recipient of a random act of kindness. By the way, a quick shout out to Redwood Credit Union, who gives us the $100 bills to do this weekly activity. I have this very happy person on the phone with me. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, and you're going to get me crying again.
Oh, Sue, I mean, what a day. Happy leap year birthday to you, by the way. And it was really fun meeting you and chatting with you. And I just had to have you on the air this morning. I want you to tell everyone what you thought of the leap year birthday cake party at Costco on the go.
Oh, my gosh. It was overwhelming. It was just absolutely, as it turns out, we had to cancel our trip to Tahoe. So I Googled, what can we do for leap day? And this popped up. And so we went there in this wonderful, wonderful little bakery. And then everybody shows up and they give a cake, and it's the best little cake you can even imagine. if you haven't been to that bakery, you got to go.
Oh, it's amazing. And you were wearing your February 29th leap year birthday shirt, which, of course, everyone knew was your birthday. So you're advertising.
I was an advertisement yesterday.
You were. And that did you get into the cake yet?
Yes, it was absolutely fabulous. Fabulous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do some good bakery items over there at Costco on the go. Well, so Sue, you were also, it was your lucky day. You were the lucky recipient of our random act of kindness. And I never had a chance to witness it before, but I happened to be there. Obviously, I was at the event. I want you to tell everyone what happened, the story behind the random act of kindness with you.
Oh, my goodness. We were just sitting there chatting and we had this lady with this dog. We were looking at the dog. It was a beautiful dog. And she walks up and she said, "You're the recipient of a random act of kindness." And she hands me this money. And I looked at her and, you know, I hear the stories of random act of kindness all the time. Never thought I'd be a recipient, let alone $100. And I'm like, my first reaction is, no, there is somebody more worthy of this $100 than me. And I started, like, tearing up and crying. And then I have this wonderful friend in Seattle, and her thing is, Sue, sometimes you have to just stop and say, thank you very much, and be grateful for things like this. So that's what went through my mind, and I'm just like, oh, my God.
Are you crying again right now?
I am. I am.
So, Sue, the random act, that's how it works. It doesn't matter if you're worthy, if you think you're worthy or not. It was a random act. You happened to be at Costco on the go at this time, and you happened to get the money, and you take it. You know, you are worthy for it. I'm sure you've done something nice for someone in your past, and that was the time that you were rewarded for it. And you did break down. You wouldn't take the money, too. We were, like, telling you have to take the money. So, yeah. Have you spent it yet?
No, and I keep thinking that I really need to, you know, I don't know what I'm going to spend it on. It cannot be wasted because it's such a gracious gift. So.
Well, you were the perfect person to get it, and we're so happy that you were at Costco on the go, and we just had a great time yesterday, and just wanted to thank you for being you. Thank you for waking up. I know this is early for you. You're retired. So waking up at 7 o'clock to talk on the radio here in Santa Rosa, and happy leap year birthday, your next one in 4 years. So
in 4 years.
My suggestion, live it up this weekend, Sue. Thank you so much, and happy leap year birthday.
I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted. I realize the time that I wasted. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be if you can't be right. Oh, 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 oh. I'll be if you can't be right. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. When I'm away from you, I miss your touch. You're the reason I believe in love. It's been difficult for me to trust. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay, yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay.
Counties, KZST. It is time to check traffic. We'll say good morning to CHP Officer Olivia Miroff in our Roner Park studio. How are those roadways?
Hi, good morning. The roadways are looking pretty good. They are very wet, so please remember to reduce your speeds and increase your following distances. We have no incidents to report. State Route 12 Interchange US 101 traffic is slowing down in that area, but other than that, everything's looking good for your drive-in. From CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirup on KZST.
Turning on KZST. It is Friday. It is 7:19, 49 degrees in Santa Rosa. Cloudy skies, rainy and cool today. We'll see temperatures in the low to mid 50s. Good morning.
It's time to cook up a healthy chicken dinner, and your neighborhood grocery outlet invites you to stop by for this amazing deal. Stop by our fresh meat section and pick up Sanderson Farms boneless, skinless chicken breast fillets in the family pack for $1.99 a pound. That's a savings of up to 60% versus traditional grocery stores. Then cook your chicken using Star Extra Virgin Olive Oil. Only $4.99 for a 500 milliliter bottle. That's a savings of up to 71%. Wow! Offers good through March 5th. Only at your local grocery outlet.
Grocery outlet, bargain market.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out.
Yada yada.
And bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.
Santa Rosa, 8th highest living costs in the nation, we need a change.
I'm Mike Greer. It's time for change. As your next assemblyman, I pledge to do better for all of us.
Mike Greer for State Assembly District 2. He knows the struggle, and he's ready to tackle steep taxes and high prices while securing your essential services. Your vote for Mike Greer is a vote to ensure North Coast families thrive.
MikeGreerAssembly2024.com.
This ad's paid for by Michael Greer for Assembly 2024.
Hey, Alexa. Oh, look at what the cat dragged in. Yeah, Google. Could you look something up for me?
Sure, what are you looking for?
I wanted to get the app so I could listen to KZST.
You can get the app for free at KZST.com. Oh, you could listen at 100.1.
A radio? I bet they sell those on Amazon.
Ouch. That was a pretty obvious commercial plug.
You think?
KZST.
We go together, better than birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather, yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you found me.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious.
I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. Yeah. Any road you take, you know that you'll find me.
I'm a sucker for all the subliminal things no one knows about you.
About you,
about you,
about you.
And you're making the typical me break my typical rules. It's true,
I'm a sucker for you.
It is 7:25, 48 degrees, rainy degrees. I'm Debbie Abrams, and now the Mishmash Minute, a hodgepodge of information, tidbits of news that may impact you in some way. First of all, if you are planning to head to Tahoe this weekend, don't. The biggest storm of the year is expected to bring up to 10 feet of snow and near to impossible travel conditions to the Sierra starting today. The National Weather Service has issued a blizzard warning, the first of its kind for the Sierra Nevada, from now through Sunday. Also, the organizers of Bottle Rock have announced the lineup for its After Dark concert series, which includes Norah Jones, St. Vincent, and Cold War Kids. The shows are a series of intimate performances in Napa and San Francisco, plus other Northern California locations, many of which will be part of the main music festival of Bottle Rock. Tickets for Norah Jones go on sale today. And to wrap up the Mishmash Minute, Cinnabar Theater's 10th annual gala fundraiser takes place this weekend. The Broadway Bash features a reception and dinner, live auction, and cabaret-style show. The event is tomorrow night out at the Doubletree Hotel in Roanoke Park.
You and I go hard at each other like we're going to war. You and I go rough, we keep throwing things and slamming the doors. You and I get so damn dysfunctional, we start keeping score. You and I get sick, yeah, I know that we can't do this no more. Yeah. But baby, there you go again, making me love you. Yeah, I stop using my head, let it all go. Got you stuck on my body like a tattoo.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, March 1st at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 729. I'm Brent Allen. A break in the action now, but showers, thunder showers, and wind are all in the forecast for today. Currently sitting at 49 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Our much-advertised storm is finally rolling in. Yosemite National Park is closed today due to the storm and will not reopen until at least noon on Sunday. All guests must be out of the park by noon today. Blizzard conditions force that park to shut down. Wind gusts of over 100 miles an hour have already been recorded up in Lake Tahoe. Palisades Tahoe and Alpine Meadows have announced they are closed today. Chains are required on Highways 50 and 80. Yesterday, there was another snow survey in the Sierra. The statewide snowpack is now at 80% of average for the date. The last youth residents of the SAY Dream Center have moved out, and the building will be locked and boarded up today. According to Michael Casolas, the court-appointed trustee who will oversee SAY's Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Some are headed to Mickey Zane Place, some will be housed at temporary residences, and some will be housed by cots in Petaluma. An alert citizen flagged down a Petaluma police officer.